Welcome in to SST.
Hello, sports fans.
What would you say
you do here?
Sports.
The only local sports talk in the Shoals with Jordan Campbell and Chuck Hammer.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
High school, college, and the pros. Chuck and Jordan talk it all. Want to be part of the show?
You're talking Macho Madness.
Call or text 256-764-1340.
You got what I need.
Here comes the brand new flavor in your head. Time for new flavor in your ear.
Total coverage.
Football.
Basketball.
Baseball.
A whole day of sports.
Now, here are your hosts, Jordan and Chuck.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Shoals Sports Talk. Switching it up on you today. If you're tuning in trying to find Chuck Oliver, we are going to have him on, but he will be delayed. He will be on when we are normally on, Chuck. He will be on from what, 3 to 5. So he's actually going to be on about an hour before. But he's going to be on in its entirety from 3 until 5. Chuck and I are going to be on from 1 to 3.
Well, hold the phone. We may actually have softball action today. We're going to hold the phone and see what happens there. At 4 o'clock, I'm scheduled to be at Sheffield High School. We're all over the place today.
Yeah, absolutely. And a lot of that depends on how the rain, you know, it's supposed to be raining and hasn't yet rained, but that doesn't mean it won't rain yet. Long story short, Chuck and I are on location at Rogers High School. We did this for the Morris Hill Panthers, and we absolutely wanted to do it for the Rogers Lady Pirates as well. This is the trophy presentation, and Chuck, this one, though Morris Hills was a big deal, it did not have Steve Savarese, the executive director of the AHSAA, and Alvin Briggs, his arguably second in command at Morris Hill. They are in the building today, so there are a lot of Alabama High School Athletic Association bigwigs in the building today for this trophy presentation. I know we got to talk to Coach Preston some before things got started. He's excited about it. In fact, he's wearing a tie today, Chuck. He's wearing a tie today.
Hey, didn't he wear a tie when he coaches?
Yeah, doesn't wear a tie when he coaches. So he's wearing a tie today. They're excited about it. The entire school is in the gymnasium. I saw the players going to the locker room earlier. And so we want you to be with us. We are going to broadcast the presentation in its entirety. And we've got the direct audio feed here at the school, so it should sound crystal clear. And then afterwards, we're going to be interviewing players and coaches and anyone else who would like to and was a part of this run by the Rogers Pirates. Of course, you forget how that game ended. Rogers took it home over Anniston 46-38 to claim their first women's state championship in basketball.
Yeah, you look up here in the rafters and not a lot of banners, Jordan. So a team that had never been to what, the regionals?
Yeah.
Had never been to the regionals.
Never been to the finals of the regional.
Never been to Huntsville or Birmingham, obviously. They get all the way there and win it the first time they do it. And what an incredible run it was. Now, I will say this, Jordan. This run was not out of the blue.
No, we talked about this before the season began.
Yeah,
oh, come on, Chuck. We talked about this before the season began. We talked about there possibly being a changing of the guard in this tough 4A Area 16, a region that has been dominated for many, many years by the likes of Deschler and Jenna Killen. Once again, those teams, her team this year had a phenomenal run. But we talked about it when the season began. We said Rogers could be the belle of the ball this year. Now, Chuck, I'll be honest with you. If you put me on a truth podium and said, Jordan, do you believe that Rogers Lady Pirates will win the state championship? I probably would have said it's tough for me to see that. But now looking back, the way that they played throughout the course of the season, we talk about Maddie Krieger, we talk about their scoring, but their defense is what won them this state championship. When Maddie had off nights, other players stepped up, but that defense never slumped for this team. And as a result, Blake Prestige and the Rogers Lady Pirates will be accepting the blue map and the state championship trophy today.
Yeah, and one thing that if you're a Rogers fan or just a fan of good girls basketball in this area, as so many people are, is you have a bright, bright future here. They lose, what, two players off of this year's squad?
Right.
So they'll come back next year, and they'll have a very, very good chance to repeat. And, you know, Jordan, it's just exciting to see girls basketball in this area. The legacy continues. Obviously, you've heard of the Deschlers of the world. You've heard of the Lauderdale Counties of the world. But Rogers made a name for themselves this year, and this program is on a firm footing moving forward. And Coach Prestige, I didn't give him the credit I don't think he deserved until the run was over, but the one game I saw down in Birmingham, that was a team that was more athletic, but Rogers still won the ball game, and I think a lot of it has to go to Coach Prestige and his game plan and those young ladies for playing their hearts out.
Coach Prestige is at the podium. Coach Brown is up there. The principal of Rogers High School as well, Coach Savarese, Alvin Briggs, all of those gentlemen up there. And we are going to go ahead and listen in now as we get this ceremony started.
We'll go ahead and get started. At this time, let's welcome in our 2019 Class 4A Girls State Champions, the Lady Pirates.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome everyone to Rogers School. We're glad that you could be here today. My name is Jamie Burks. I'm the principal. We'd like to extend a warm welcome to each and every visitor that we have on campus today, and we hope that you can come back at any other opportunity that you might have. We're always glad to have visitors here at Rogers School. This is a very historic moment for Rogers School. I'm glad that I'm able to be a part of that, and I know that you as students and faculty and staff and parents, and grandparents and relatives, you're just as excited as I am in the locker room, and I was probably just as excited as y'all were, and that means a lot to me, and I tried to tell you that in the locker room, that you have no idea how much it means to you, to your families, the students, the entire school, and the community. As you will, just, you know, you'll realize exactly what has taken place and how historic that is. You know, it seems like when we played Wilson time after time after time, and then Deschler time after time after time, you know, you just wonder what's going to happen next and what's going to happen, but you just never fail to live up to your own expectations, the expectations that you set, and we would, you know, you would take that court, you'd work hard, and things would always go the way that you wanted it to. And that's a testament. That's not just a testament to you as a basketball team. That's a testament to what we do each and every day in the classroom at Rogers. So what can we take from this from a standpoint of learning? That's never give up. That's when you take the floor each and every day in the classroom, you need to have that mindset that you're going to win. And I truly feel that these ladies had that mindset each and every time they took the court that they were going to win. And that's what we want to do each and every day in the classroom, in each and every extracurricular event that we are involved in, have that mindset that I'm going to be successful. But success doesn't come without preparation. You have got to prepare. You got to have the proper mindset. And these ladies, again, are a model for that process, and I thank you for that. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our assistant superintendent, Mr. Tim Tubbs.
Thank you, Mr. Burks. You know, I'm so proud to stand here before you and before this group of RHS Lady Pirates. You know, I sent an email to Coach Prestige and told him how proud I was of him and you guys for the season that you've had. I also let him know that I have seen every team of Lady Pirates play since 1976, every year. And I told him that I've never seen one put out as much effort and intensity in a game as this bunch. And because of that, you're sitting where you are today. You put forth time, you put forth effort, you put forth energy, and for that you are to be commended for that. I'm so proud of you. as a Rogers alumni. I know Mr. Burks, he was naming off some groups a while ago, but alumni also proud, extremely proud of you, you know, for what you've accomplished. On behalf of Mr. John Hatton and the board, I want to, they send their apologies for not being able to be here, but they want you to know that they're tremendously proud of you and are honored that you are representing your school as well as you have. One thing that I keep hearing about these young ladies is that they're not just a good basketball team. These are a good group of young ladies, and they're going to go far in life. You know, this is a great accomplishment, but the things that you'll accomplish in your own life are going to be even greater than that. The things you learn from this, these are great things, but I'm so proud to know that every time I hear something about you guys, they say, and they're a good group of girls, and we'd love to hear that. Again, congratulations, and look forward to coming back 3, 4, 5 more times. Yeah, in a row. So good luck, girls. Thank you.
All right, at this time, we would like to present each one of our players with a miniature blue map for their accomplishments this season. First, Allie Jackson. Sadie Gray. Ella Thompson. Aaron Brown. Maddie Krieger. Cheyenne Hankins. Brooke Jones. JC Biffle. Brady Beavers. Gabby Davis. Gloria Pounders. Our seniors, Carly Hankins. Callie King. Sydney Baskins. And Avery Glover. Raleigh, come on up here, Raleigh. Our dedicated manager, Raleigh Thompson. And also, we got JD. JD, stand up, JD. JD's been with us. JD's been with us for a long time. It wouldn't be the same around here without him. Again, thank you to Mr. Savarese, Mr. Briggs, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here with us today. you know, leading up to the state tournament, from coaches who had experienced the state tournament in the past, had talked about what a great job that our state staff does putting on our state tournament, how it's one of the top basketball state tournaments in the country. And I can say, after we got to experience this year, it is first class all the way. And I want to thank both of you for having such a big hand in that. Thank you, Mr. Savarese, Mr. Briggs. Our administrators, you can't have a strong athletic program without strong leadership, and that's exactly what we have. Our administrators go above and beyond to support us in everything we do, give us everything we need, and we wouldn't be what we are without them. Thank you to Mr. Burks, Ms. Matthews, and Mr. Hinton. You know, after the season was over, I was sure of two things. One, we had the best team in the state because we proved it on the floor. And the other one was I had the two best assistant coaches in the state. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our two assistant coaches, Coach Newton and Coach Brown. Coach Newton is unable to be here today. Coach Brown is up here. They both do a tremendous job. They're really good at some days when I'm the bad cop. They do a good job of being the good cop, and they make us what we are. So I'm very fortunate to have two great assistant coaches. Let's give them both a round of applause. Stephen Sewell, our trainer back there in the back, he's got a great relationship with our kids. He does a good job rehabbing them, getting them back full speed when they suffer an injury. We had to do that a couple times this year, but Stephen did a great job. All of our kids love him, not just our basketball team, but all of our athletic teams here at school. So thank you to Stephen. I can't say enough about our cheerleaders, especially once we got to postseason play. Our cheerleaders did so much for us, making goodie bags for the players, decorating our locker room, ordering T-shirts. Miss Phillips and Miss Brewer do a fantastic job with our cheerleaders. I would like both of them and all of our varsity cheerleaders, please stand up. Let's give them a round of applause. All throughout the season, not just the postseason, the regular season, everybody talked about our in-game atmosphere that we created around here. And our Blue Crew, not just in the postseason, but all season long, like I said, they did a fantastic job. We were getting ready to play the area finals here, and I was right there where that X is, and our student section was right up there next to me. And I couldn't hear the official talking in the pregame meeting. I had no idea what he said because our Blue Crew was so loud, and they just carried that on throughout. Once we got to regionals and the state tournament, and then once we got to regionals, Mr. McCombs and our pep band started coming to the games, and after every game somebody was commenting to me from outside our community on how great our student section was, how great our pep band was, what kind of atmosphere they brought to the arena we played in, and our fans too. So our pep band, Mr. McCombs, our Blue Crew, if you were in our Blue Crew, stand on up. We're going to give you all a round of applause. There we go. Now, Mr. Tubbs mentioned earlier, these girls aren't just great basketball players. They are great people. They're great students. You know, they're very involved in our school, in clubs and organizations. They're great role models, especially to the younger girls in our elementary, someone for them to emulate and look up to. And not one girl sitting down here has a GPA below 4.0. As collectively, they're... And I've said this many times, but that's a direct reflection on their parents. Parents, would you please stand up? Parents, please stand up. Let's give them a round of applause. And last but not least, my family. They're back there in the corner. They sacrifice more than anybody. Thank y'all. Love y'all. Choked up there. This team obviously accomplished a lot. They had a 32-3 record. They won our county tournament. We beat Wilson four times. I'll say it one more time. We beat Wilson four times. We beat Deschler five times, won our area tournament. Won our area tournament, regional tournament, obviously went on to Birmingham and won the state tournament. This team, the first meeting we had, they set their goal. They wanted to go to Birmingham, and they worked every day and every practice and every game to reach that goal. And they're really a testament to if you believe in something and you believe in the way you're doing it, you can accomplish anything. And I'm so proud of these young ladies and everything they've meant to me. And I'm lucky to get to coach them, and super proud of you. Great job. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Savarese.
Good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of the Alabama High School Athletic Association and the Central Board of Control, it's our privilege to really be here today. We love coming to our schools for trophy presentations because, girls, this state championship is awesome that you were able to achieve. But what's more awesome is I personally witnessed this entire community come and support you and help you win the 4A state championship. You did a fantastic job, and we are really very proud of you. We're most proud of your head coach. I'll call him Coach Blake. I watched him when I saw him for the first time in our first meeting. I thought he was a student. I really did. And I said, well, this guy, he's too inexperienced. I don't know really how successful he'll be. Sometimes when people get to the state tournament, they're just happy to be there. But I saw something in Coach Prestige that I knew that he had something in him that was going to help y'all win, and that was his determination. He had a tremendous determination, and his passion for what he does every day led you to the championship. You have to have great leadership. And along with the two assistant coaches, Coach, I congratulate you. Let's congratulate Coach Prestige on a wonderful job. Coach Prestige thanks so many people here, and I'm not going to be redundant. I especially thank you, parents. Having a daughter myself that participated in girls basketball throughout her high school career, I understand your sacrifices that you made for your kids. But I also want to thank you senior parents, because as you wash that uniform for the last time, that's a really tough job. And as you watch your kids in their career in high school, know what they learned is going to propel them to be very successful in the future. Again, parents, we thank you for a job well done. There's another group in this room that I see throughout, sitting through this awesome student body. Y'all are wonderful. Y'all are really great. Mr. Burks, done a great job with these young people. But I also want to thank the teachers for all the sacrifices you make when they're out for a week for the regional tournament, when they're out for the state tournament, for the time that you put in to helping them be 4.0 students, knowing that it's not going to be the goals that they score, it's not going to be the games that they win, but it's going to be the foundation that you provide them academically. Let's thank all the teachers at Rogers School for a job well done. Now, when I was doing some research on you girls, I saw that you did have a record of 32-3. I'm not going to repeat that you beat Wilson 5 times, that you beat Deschler 4 times. In the Blue Crew, I watched them in Birmingham. You got the best crowd in America supporting you. I'm not going to talk about that this is the first time that you've ever won a region title, that you won 20 games in a row at the end of the year. You averaged only giving up 35 points, which means you played great defense. And defense takes determination and discipline. You win championships with defense, and you exhibited that the entire time. But I also saw that you have 11 of 15 players back, and at many times, 5 of the starters were underclassmen. So, Coach Blake, I'll see you in Birmingham next year. And when I was talking to Mr. Burks when I came in, he told me we better be in Birmingham next year. Well, It is always my privilege to have this opportunity. I'm going to ask Associate Executive Director Alvin Briggs to come help me at this time. And it is indeed my privilege to present to the Rogers High School girls basketball team the 4A State Girls Basketball Championship Trophy. Let's all stand and congratulate these young ladies.
Okay, thank you all for coming. We hope that this has been a great experience for you, just as it has for these ladies. Again, if you're visiting with us, we're glad that you're here and you come back at any other opportunity that you have to be here at Rogers School. We always like to have visitors. Again, we want to thank everyone for coming out, especially you guys from the AHSAA, to present And I hope that you have enjoyed the ceremony today. I just looked at my watch, but let me look at it again. It's 1:30. We should still be in sixth period. I'm sorry. But what we're going to do is we're going to let the elementary classes go first, and let's let them get where they need to go so no one gets run over.
And that's going to wrap up today's celebration here at Rogers High School as they have been presented the state championship trophy by the AHSAA. And we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Blake Prestige and the entire team. They'll be up here with us. You're listening to Shoals Sports Talk on WSBM.
Shoals Sports Talk is the best show ever.
And welcome back into Rogers High School Gymnasium as we get ready to interview the players. If you're just joining us, the presentation of the state championship trophy from the Alabama High School Athletic Association has happened here today. And we are in the gym live, and Jordan Campbell standing by with the senior class for this team.
That's right. We have Avery Glover, Carly Hankins, Callie King, and Sydney Baskins joining us. Ladies, congratulations. This was a big deal. Before the season began, and I'll start with you, Carly, before the season began, did you guys have any clue that you could win a state championship?
Yeah, that was our main goal, was to win the or go to Birmingham and end in Birmingham. And as the season progressed, we really thought that we could do this and accomplish this if we just set our minds to it.
All right, so I'll move on to Sydney now. Sydney, you're up here with the rest of the seniors. What was your leadership qualities like? Did you know going into the year you guys were going to have to lead this team?
Yeah, we just push each other hard at practice, and that's how we get there.
Gotcha. All right. Avery, what's it like playing for Coach Prestige?
Oh, you had to ask me that question. Well, me and him, he's been my coach since seventh grade, whether it was volleyball, softball, or basketball. Okay. And so it's kind of a love-hate relationship, but I really do appreciate everything he did for me.
Gotcha.
So.
Gotcha. Well, I've known Coach Prestige for a long time. I know it's not easy to play anything.
Yeah, it's not.
Right, it's not easy to play anything for him. And Callie, of course, you guys accomplished a lot. Once that final buzzer sounded, you had won the state championship. What went through your mind?
What an amazing team I have. I'm so glad I could be a part of that journey.
That's awesome. Well, you know, you guys accomplished a lot. First wins at the regional, first appearance in Birmingham. As a group, I'm going to ask you all the same question. What do you want these younger players who still have basketball left to remember about the time that they have left? I mean, you guys are graduated. You're done playing basketball. So whoever wants to start, what do you want the younger players to remember?
It's not about all the wins and losses. It's about the family that you have with your teammates.
Gotcha. Awesome. Anybody else have anything else?
Always work hard and set your mind to things, and you'll achieve it.
Defense will win you championships, so always focus on your defense.
Always have fun.
Always have fun.
And I also wanted to say that before we went out to play our state championship game, we were in the locker room, and I looked at everyone, and I said, I don't want my last game of my last season to end with a heartbreak. And none of them let me down, so.
That's awesome. Well, you guys laid a fantastic foundation for what's left for Rogers basketball. You have these blue maps in your hands. You will always be able to claim I was a state champion. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll have more Rogers Pirates with us.
We make winners on SST.
All right, do you know what the secret phrase is?
Sports Shoals made me a winner.
That's what I like to hear. Good job, Carter. All right, buddy.
Shoals Sports Talk, where the fans have a voice.
And welcome back into Rogers High School. We're joined by another group of young ladies that have accomplished the state championship. And Jordan, I know you, are these the juniors? Or are we going by class?
It's a little different.
Okay, a little bit of a mix.
Yeah,
okay.
And by the way, if you've got any questions, Chuck, feel free to jump
absolutely.
In. So we've got Allie Jackson, we've got Cheyenne Hankins, we have Brooke Jones, and we have Sadie Gray joining us. And we'll start off with Allie. Allie, just an eighth grader, right? So what was it like for you being so young and being a part of this team?
It was scary at first, and then, like, when you get to know your teammates, it gets really fun with your teammates.
All right, so when you think about this season, what was the toughest challenge being an eighth grader and being on the varsity?
Playing the game faster than what was on junior high RB team.
Right, gotcha. All right, we will move on now to Sadie. Sadie, you are another eighth grader, right?
Yes.
So being an eighth grader playing on a state championship team is kind of nerve-wracking. Were you nervous at any part during the season?
I was a little bit, but all the older players really helped us out and just accepted us and just helped us, really.
So now that you've been a part of a state championship team, you know, the expectations are you win one when you've got eighth graders and ninth graders, you want to win more. How hungry are you to get back there next season? How hungry are you to get back to play for a state championship next season?
Oh, I am really excited, and I really, really want us to get there again next year. And I really feel like we can do it.
Awesome. All right, we will go on to Brooke Jones. Now, Brooke, you had some phenomenal games this season, scoring the ball, playing defense. What was your role this year?
I guess the same thing was for everybody, to just play hard defense and play as hard as you can.
Right. Now, one thing that Chuck and I talked about and everybody talked about was the defense of this team. What did you guys do to make yourselves such a good defensive team? Was it practice? What was it? I
mean, every day in practice, we would do different defensive drills, so it prepared us for faster games and harder competition.
Gotcha. Now, you are just a sophomore, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you got a couple more years. Are you excited to get back out there next year?
I am.
Awesome. All right. We will end this group of Rogers Pirates, Cheyenne Hankins. And Cheyenne, you are also a sophomore. So
yes, sir.
Just talk about the season, going through what it was like playing every day, practicing every day with these girls.
Well, when we first started off, we had a team meeting, so we set our goals and stuff. And our main goal was end in Birmingham. We have a sign in the locker room also, and it says compete, and each letter stands for different sayings, but the E at the very end is ends in Birmingham. So every day we just came out and worked hard in practice and just prepared for the season.
That's awesome. All right, so I've got a question that I want all of you to answer. What is one thing you remember about the season? Obviously, you remember winning the state championship, but is there a certain memory that comes to your mind, a certain game, a certain moment that you're like, man, that was really cool to be a part of?
My biggest one personally would be the area championship here against Deschler.
What made that so special?
I guess it was the atmosphere and everybody. It was just a great crowd, and it was just a good game.
Awesome. Brooke?
The Central game, whenever we locked down on defense and put them away.
Chuck, you see a recurring theme.
Yeah.
Defense,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Sadie, what was special about this season for you?
I have to agree with Cheyenne. Just that regional game and all the area games were, like, really big, and the Blue Crew was a really big part of it.
Awesome, man. Allie?
Just, like, every game, the crowd and everybody would just be yelling all the time, and I'd get nervous and
Well, you guys accomplished a lot this season. You got these blue maps to go home, and all of you still have more basketball left in front of you. Congratulations on a great season. Pick up the work where you left it, and let's see you guys get back there next season, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take another timeout. We'll have more Rogers Pirates with us after this.
Hold it right there, buddy.
Who are you?
Are you following us?
No.
No? Why not?
Maybe because you're a creepy guy blowing a whistle at me?
Keep track of our latest upcoming guests, comings and goings, and all sorts of stuff you need to know. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Back here at Rogers High School, as we're wrapping things up here with the team, they've been presented the state championship trophy from Mr. Steve Savarese and the Alabama High School Athletic Association. Jordan Campbell standing by with another group of Pirates.
All right, we've got Gabby Davis. We also have Gloria Pounders, Brady Beavers, and J.C. Biffle joining us this time. Ladies, congratulations on a phenomenal season. Gabby, we will start with you. Before the season began, you know, Deschler has sort of owned this region and owned girls basketball in 4A for a long time. Did you guys have any conversations about, you know what, it's our year. We're going to take this thing home.
Yeah, prepping last year, we had talked big about how all these teams really should turn into us. We put a lot of prep into it, and we thought that this is our time, and we knew that if we put the work in, that it would be us instead of them. So Coach prepped us for that, and everybody put in equal effort and
awesome.
Turned out well.
Well, let's see. If I'm not mistaken, you're a junior.
Yes, sir.
So now, going forward, you're one of the leaders of this team, and you've been a leader by your play on the floor. Was there something that a senior did this year that you want to take and use that in your leadership abilities going forward?
I feel like just all the support they gave, like regardless of playing time or if they had a bad game, they were still supporting the people that had good. Like they were supporting whoever stepped up, and I feel like that's what all of us can really move forward on with.
Awesome. All right, so we've got Gloria Pounders here as well. And, Gloria, I want to ask you, what was the toughest thing about this season? What was the hardest thing that you went through, or was it a practice? Was it being out? I know you were out some during the Lauderdale County Tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
County Tournament, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what was the toughest part about this season?
I would probably say, like, overcoming some adversity. Like, we played teams from Tennessee, Loretta, and that was probably one of the hardest games of the season, but I think it kind of helped us for the future, like in Birmingham and stuff.
At any point, I didn't mean to cut you off there, but at any point in time this season, did you guys feel disrespected? Like, you know what, we know how good we are, but nobody else is giving us credit. Did you feel like you had a chip on your shoulder?
I felt like we put in a lot of work to not go all the way. Like, we worked hard every day, and I think we deserved what we got.
Well, congratulations on a great season. All right. We've got Brady Beavers here with us as well. And, Brady, when you think about this year, and all these girls have talked about the work that you put in, thinking back about practice back during the summer, what are some of the best memories you have with these girls, whether it be in the locker room or going to team camp? What were some of the best memories you had from this season?
Well, we're all just really good friends, and we just love each other. And basketball is more fun than, like, a responsibility for us. Like, it's just fun for us. So we all love each other, and we're just like a big family here.
Gotcha. Now, what was it like playing for Coach Prestige this season?
We all love Coach Prestige. He's a great coach, and he's very nice to play for.
Yeah, I'll tell him to go over there so you can be honest about it. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, of course. Congratulations on a great season, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we've also got J.C. Biffle here with us. And J.C., thinking about all the things that you guys went through, have you come to the realization yet of how special what you guys accomplished is?
Well, I think a lot of the season we really believed where we were going to go. And a lot of us, it took a while to kind of take in what actually happened, because we just kept thinking we've got practice on Monday after we won. So.
Gotcha. Chuck, do you have something for all of the girls?
I'll say this, or this is for anyone. You had to play Wilson and Deschler, what, a combined 9 times at the end of the year by all the games you played with them. I mean, does it get tough playing a team that many times?
They always say that it's hard to beat a team twice, but we just believe that if we kept working hard and doing what we do, then we would continue to beat them.
Well, that's awesome. Well, girls, congratulations. What a phenomenal season. You've all got more eligibility left. You've got another year, and you win one. That's great. Everybody here that was in this gym today, us at the station, everybody wants to see you do it again. So get ready for next season, all right? All right, congratulations, girls. We're going to take another timeout. We've got one more group of Pirates. We've also got Coach Prestige and Coach Brown. We're going to talk to them as well. We're going to take a timeout and be back after this.
Can we talk?
Talk sports.
Real sports.
Give us a hot spoonful of your opinion.
Call or text 256-764-1340.
Back here at Rogers High School, Jordan Campbell, Chuck Hammer at Shoals Sports Talk. 3 more young ladies up here as the Rogers Pirates have been awarded the state championship trophy from their awesome run they had this year in girls basketball. And Jordan, 3 more, and then we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Prestige to wrap up the show.
That's right. This is the freshman group, Chuck. We've got Aaron Brown, we've also got Ella Thompson, and we've also got Maddie Krieger up here. And we'll start with you, Maddie. Obviously, when you think about Rogers basketball this season, you had a big hand in that. Talk about your influences. Who made you fall in love with the game?
Well, my dad, he's the one who got me started playing. I've been playing since kindergarten. And he actually coached our TVBA team. Me, Aaron, and Ella played TVBA together since fourth grade. And so, he's just always in the gym working with me and helped me become better. And he helped me start AAU. And so, he's got to be the biggest influence. Just made me love the game.
Now, obviously, you've improved a lot from last season, as your entire team has. You have all improved from last season to this season. When you went into the first game of the year, and I think I've got it actually right here, you played Cherokee to begin the season, and you put a hurting on Cherokee. After that game, you guys go back in the locker room. Did you realize, okay, I understand maybe it's a smaller classification school, but we got something special here. We need to capitalize on this now. Did that go through your mind?
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about it before the season started. You know, we knew we had the potential to be special, and we just had to keep the right mindset throughout the season and just realize what we could accomplish. But, you know, that wasn't going to happen without the little things that Coach Prestige preached on all year, just defense and taking care of the ball and stuff. So, you know, after that game, yeah, we knew we could do something special, which we had known that since the off season and our loss the year before. So
right. Well, congratulations, Maddie. It's been fun to watch you play this season. Looking forward to next year as well, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we've also got Aaron Brown. And, Aaron, you were out some this season with a knee injury. How tough was that for you to be out watching your teammates continue to play?
I didn't really like sitting on the bench, especially since it was county tournament time, which is part of the biggest time of the year. And I didn't know if I was going to get to come back for Aaron or not. But Steven played a big part in that, and he helped me get through therapy, and I ended up coming back for our first area game.
Now, you guys had a lot. You, Maddie, Ella, all you guys as freshmen were a big part of this team. Did you feel any pressure being so young and having, hey, we need you to go score, we need you to stop their best player, whatever it may be? Was there a lot of pressure on you this season?
Not really, because we had played, me and Maddie had played varsity the year before, and Coach Prestige puts pressure on everybody in every situation. And it was just like it was your job, and you just had to go do it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on a great year.
Thank you.
All right. We've also got Ella Thompson here. And, Ella, you're part of this freshman class that has a lot of basketball left in front of it. Now that you've been a part of a state championship, do you feel like everybody is watching you, expecting you to do this next year and the year after and the year after?
Well, our overall goal is to get back to where we are this year. And I really hope we do that. And I think the school has finally seen what we can do and what we're capable of. And so, yes, I think that they are expecting it, and we will give it to them.
Awesome. I like it. Confidence, Chuck.
Absolutely.
I like that confidence. All right, so this is a question for all three of you. What was your best memory this season? What was the most fun you may have had, something that sticks out? Obviously, winning a state championship's got to be there, but do you have any other memories that stick out in your mind? Is there a certain game? And of course, this is for all three of you, so if you've got one, go ahead, grab it.
The Prosper game, going from being down to Maddie making that shot to tie the game and go into overtime, and then the locker room after that game, that was a pretty big moment of the season.
Pretty big moment, yeah. That was really the closest game that you guys had once you actually got into postseason play. Was there anything else that stuck out?
Just this year, especially just the crowd and stuff, like area championship game, since we got to host the championship against Deschler, and then the first time we played Wilson, like, It was just crazy. It was so awesome to see our community support us like that.
Well, as long as there is basketball being played in the state of Alabama, you three young ladies will be state champions. Congratulations. Looking forward to next year. You got a lot of work because you're going from chasing people down to being chased now, mm-hmm. right? So put in the work. We're looking forward to next season, all right?
Thank you.
Congratulations. Now, we're going to go ahead and talk with the man himself, Coach Blake, I guess is what we call you from here going forward. Coach Prestige, what a phenomenal season. And I asked some of the girls this, and I want to get your answer as well. At what point did you realize you may have a team who could actually win a state championship?
I remember exactly the moment. It was, you know, we've talked about it some here today, leading into the county tournament week. You know, I wake up that Monday morning, and everything's looking good. We're the number one seed in the county tournament. Getting ready to go, hopefully have a chance to win the county tournament. And I come up here for Monday morning shoot around because we play Monday night. And Gloria's mom texts me and says, Gloria's got the flu. She's out probably for the entire week. But if we make it to the final, she can possibly play Saturday. I thought, well, it's going to be tough for us to make it to the finals without Gloria. And then we start practice, and Aaron Brown, our point guard, has a little knee injury. Steven, our trainer, looks at her and says she's going to be out a couple weeks. She'll be lucky to be back before the area tournament. So just in that short time on that Monday, it went from looking like, you know, we might have a good shot to win the county tournament. Now it's going to be tough because I knew it was a tough field. And they went out and won it. And I remember after Gloria was able to come back for the championship game, and we're standing there after the game was over waiting to go out and get the trophy, and I told Coach Newton that now this team has a chance to win the state championship because we were down that whole game, and right. they just battled back, down our point guard. I knew they had that it factor then.
Now, of course, I was down there when you guys won it in Birmingham, and right then wasn't the right time to ask the question, but when did it really set in that you guys had actually done it?
You know, it really still hasn't set in yet. I'll be honest with you. We were in Disney World last week, and we were waiting in line to ride a ride, and with my family there, and it sort of hit me. We won the state championship. It's still, you know, at times I have to pinch myself. It's, you know, but I, you know, I knew the whole time we could do it. But it's just one of those things that it takes a while to really sink in. I'm so proud of the girls, and you know, like I said, they deserved it. They earned it. And proud of them.
It's never too early to start talking about next year, and obviously we heard the things you want to hear from these girls talking about starting the tradition and wanting to get back there. But how do you keep that fire inside of them?
Well, you know, they've just got to decide in their mind that they want to do it again. Jordan just hit on it. You know, we're not going to be the team that's hunting teams down. We're going to have a target on our back, and, you know, they're going to have to decide how they want their season to end. Do they want it to end the way it did last year and ended in Birmingham, or do they want it in before that? So, you know, it's just they've got to buy into the mindset that, you know, we've got to go out and work hard every day and continue to get better. And because, you know, as much fun as this year was, you know, it's if it doesn't end the way it did this year, it's not that much fun.
Avery Glover, Carly Hankins, Callie King, Sydney Baskins. What do those four young ladies mean to you, your seniors?
Can't, you know, when they were in seventh grade, we won two games. There was two eighth graders on the junior high team. I coached the junior high team then. I can't tell you how far they've come. They really exemplify everything our program is all about. Great teammates, hard workers, love the program, do all the little things right. You know, people want to talk about us having five starters back, but we're going to miss those seniors from a leadership standpoint. We're going to have some girls step up and be leaders, and we will miss those seniors. And, you know, we got big minutes from them as well, so some else have to step up and fill those roles as well. So super proud of those ladies. Can't think of a better way for them to go out than as state champions.
Coach Newton and Coach Brown, what have they meant to you this season?
Wouldn't be possible without them. I said it, you know, up there earlier. I've got the two best assistant coaches in the state. Coach Newton, they both got head coaching experience, Coach Newton and Coach Brown both. Coach Brown's real good at seeing stuff that, you know, maybe me and Coach Newton might not see, whether it be in the game or, you know, away from the game as far as administrative stuff. They make my job so much easier. They do so much behind-the-scenes stuff, have great relationships with the players, so make life easy on me, and we definitely wouldn't be the team we are without them.
Coach, last question I've got for you. Obviously, the community of Green Hill has been behind you. What do you want to say to the people coming out, even back two or three years ago when maybe you were struggling at times and they've been with you through thick and thin and they showed out this season?
You said it. They showed out. We probably don't go as far as we did and win the state championship without the support from our crowd. They, especially here, you know, late in the season, in the county tournament, area tournament, once we got down to regionals and state tournament, they were loud into it the whole game. They were really our sixth man. I think I told you guys that after we beat Deschler here. Our crowd was crazy. That was the game I talked about where I couldn't hear the officials in the pregame. They were loud into it the whole game. And really, they had an effect on the game, and it helped us. So, and you know, everybody in the community has been behind us so much. Everybody's reached out to us. This team has meant so much to this community. I'm just happy that, you know, we could bring some joy to a lot of people here. And it's a special place, and we're happy that we could represent them the way we did.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you for letting us be a small part of this run and watching from afar. We know you've got the talent to do this thing next year if the girls want to do it. We appreciate you having us here today. Congratulations. Hope it sets in soon, and it's time to get work and try it out again next season.
We really appreciate you guys being here. It means a lot to our team and our community and our school. Appreciate everything you do for our student athletes as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate it. That's going to do it for us on Shoals Sports Talk today, right?
Yeah, that's going to wrap things up. I'm going to head over to Sheffield and see. Thank you, Coach. If we have an opportunity to have a softball game today, maybe we will, maybe we won't, but we're going to at least try to call Covenant Christian and Sheffield. But I want to say a special thank you to Nina Jackson, who's back at the station.
Thank you, Nina. Who is operating
the board, putting Fox back on. You're going to hear Doug Gottlieb until 3 o'clock, and at 3 o'clock you'll hear Chuck Oliver. So we want to say goodbye for now. We're back on the radio tomorrow, our normal time from 4 to 6. And this weekend, don't forget about Heine Manouche Days over in Tuscumbia. That's going to wrap things up from Rogers High School. We'll talk to you later.